Hello and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. I'm Farah Bashir and joining me is...
I'm Ward Ahmed.
And we have a lot of exciting things to talk about. But first, let me just give you a round of the headlines. We're going to be talking about the famous fixed dessert. That is $18.58, of course, and the sweet investment that is turning heads. And Dubai residents shifting to property ownership instead of renting, what's going on, and UAE leads GCC projects with $16.34 billion in Q2 2024. But before all of that, have you seen the Fix dessert chocolate? It's all over social media.
Yes,
TikTok,
I have.
Instagram. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't, but okay. I do want to try it. And they have insane flavors like kunafa and karak and lotus.
Well, apparently the kunafa one is the most popular one, and it's a mixture of like tahini, kunafa, pistachio, and a lot, of course, which is a lot of sugar. But do you know that the dessert was made by a pregnant woman through her pregnancy craving? So she's like, wow, that's a pregnancy craving that I want, and I want this chocolate, but let me make a business out of it. What do you think?
That's what makes Fix Dessert really a very special brand. It's because of the fact that Sarah Hamouda, she took her cravings and she made a handmade product. She made a very authentic product. Mm-hmm. And because it's an authentic product, what she did is, you know, she didn't just follow a trend. She made a trend. She made a new business model. And actually, there are other businesses that are replicating her chocolate.
Yes, they are. I see it all over Instagram. And it's like, what business, if a lot of other businesses are trying to replicate the chocolate, and even I see people are trying to do it on their own, which like getting chocolate, melting it, adding kunafa, tahini, pistachio, and then freezing it. Do you think what makes your business unique and, let's say, smarter than other businesses who are trying to replicate?
You know, Farah, what makes her business very unique, it's that Fix Dessert, first of all, these chocolate bars, they cost about over 65 dirhams.
Yes.
They're within that range. And what makes them very special is that, as I said, they're handmade. You know, chocolates are handmade. And for that reason, you can only order a chocolate from Deliveroo from around 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
I heard my friend told me because she ordered the fixed dessert chocolate. And she put an alarm at 5 p.m. because it's only opened at 5, which allowed her to order. And then she ordered it and she's like, wow, it's amazing. But I want to say something as well, is that the fact that she only opens the delivery for people who want to try the chocolate at 5 maybe gives the urgency to people to be like, oh my God, I need to get this and try it out at 5, which I think is a brilliant marketing strategy. And the fact that a lot of people are trying it on TikTok, influencers, and so on. And she has a lot of different flavors. She's adding, I would say, different flavors, which makes the chocolate different. I don't know if you think, because as well, she did say that we have a lot in the pipeline. She told CNN, every trend has its moment, but I think we have so much more to give. And she said, again, I think this is just the beginning for us. What would you expect out of her?
See, I believe that Sarah Hamouda, she's a very smart business owner, because what she did, that even though these bars are trending, people want them right now, and not just in Dubai. You know, they want them in the Middle East, they want them in the US, the entire world, they want these chocolates.
That's true.
Still kept producing them at the same level. Mm-hmm. They produced about up to 500 units per day, according to the CNN. And this is a very smart move because, you know, as a business grows, if you grow your business with growth, mm-hmm. there comes complications.
That is true.
And I think that her deciding to take this business very slowly and take it as it progresses, it's smart because she's prioritizing quality over quantity.
I agree. And as well, you know how like Hermes, how maybe it's very expensive, right? And there are a lot of dupes for the Hermes Birkin bag. So what makes Hermes Hermes is the fact that they maybe install the sense of urgency in the people, and that's what makes the demand in the Hermes Birkin bag higher. And that's what she did. I think, honestly, the marketing strategy for the Fix chocolate and as well the Hermes Birkenback is very similar. Because like she is only, I would say, giving the slot for people to order at 5 p.m., which I would say it would give the person this natural sense of like, oh my God, I need to get the chocolate at 5 p.m. And my friend would even has put an alarm at 5 to order the chocolate, even if she did not like it. But she put the alarm and purchased the chocolate.
See, I don't believe that Sarah Hamouda, that she did this by purpose. I believe that it just so happened because these chocolates, they take, you know, they're handcrafted.
Yes.
They're handmade. Are. They take time to be made. And because of that, you know, they lack production units. But this is why it's so smart. You know, it creates a rare product, as you said. But, you know, what it really does is that this brand, if they're building their quality over time, that's going to maintain them long-term customer satisfaction.
Of course.
They're not just going to be a trend.
I agree with you. See, a lot of restaurants I see fall into a mistake. When they first open, they're like, wow, this amazing restaurant. And then over time, when they gain the fame and something, I think, gets blurred along the line, it's not as good as the beginning.
Exactly.
Haven't you went to a restaurant where you're like, this tastes different. What happened? Whether it's a shawarma, whether it's a paratha sandwich, and then it goes on and on. It's because, of course, something must have changed. They have cut costs because they're like, fine, you know what? We got famous. We got what we wanted. We got the numbers. But now let's maybe decrease the quality, cut costs. And they think that's a smart business move, but it's not.
See, I believe the reason for this, it has to do with the growth. Because as I said, with growth, there comes complications. According to Paul Jarvis in his book, Company of One, he implied that growth brings inevitable complications for a business. Because it's because of the fact that if you're growing your business, what's going to happen is you're going to have more systems in place. You're going to have more processes in place.
100%.
If there are more systems and processes, you're going to be too busy planning the logistics for them that you may forget that you need to maintain the quality of the product that brought you where you are.
100%. And as well, one thing is that she recognizes all of that, which is why she is making them by hand and only giving exclusivity to order them at 5 p.m. So I don't know, I haven't tried it. Might be too much sugar for me, but for sure I would want to try it. Would you try? Which one would you try?
For me, I would try the kunafa one because I love kunafa.
I think it's all over.
Yeah, I think soon I will try it out. But really going back to the, you know, what do you think? Quality over quantity or quantity over quality?
Of course, quality. Because at this point, once quality is lost, the numbers would decrease for sure.
I definitely agree with you. And a really interesting case study that we can look into together is YouTube in 2011. So in 2011, they were already making money. You know, but they wanted to see how can they make more money, you know, do they want to do it through more views, through more clicks? But then they decided, instead of just necessarily looking at the number of clicks and the number of views that they can get, they decided, let's try and increase the number of hours that we have on our YouTube videos. So what happened through them focusing instead on the, you know, the amount of hours that consumers spend on YouTube, instead of just the clicks and the views, what they did is that they pushed towards better, quality content.
Yes. 100%.
And this is also reaffirmed by John Doerr in Measure What Matters.
Yes, of course. And as well, you know, we know that in 2006, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. But speaking of a lot of money and investments, and let's talk about renting and owning a house. Would you rent or own a house? Because I always talk about, I would want to buy a house. Which one do you think is better? Because Dubai residents shift to property ownership amid rising rents. You know, rents are getting really high.
Yeah, they're really increasing.
And this all is, of course, because the population in the UAE is growing, and the growth is really, I would believe that the growth rate, so for 2024 is 0.79%, It might not be a lot, but it is a significant amount of number. And as well, we have heard, or we talked about before you came here, Rich and I, about how they want to attract a lot of billionaires to the UAE, of course. And in light of that, the rents are really skyrocketing. The property that you would find for, let's say, 80K for rent, a one bedroom, let's say 60K, is now not for 60K anymore. It's like 120.
It's very crazy. You know, according to Better Homes, rent has increased since 2023 from about 20% to 30%.
Yeah, 100%. And as well, of course, this all is due to the factor of population growth, which continues to drive rental activity, and rents have surged by up to 31% in early 2024 due to a strong demand. See, this is what they do. They see the demand, the demand and supply chain thing and the business model of that. So they, I think it's very smart. However, the people are thinking, you know what, since we are paying that much for rent, let's switch to property ownership. Do you think it's a smart move?
Of course, it's a smart move. You know, what you could be paying for rent for about, 1 to 3 years, you can take that money, put it into a home, and that's a home that you can live for forever.
I agree with you, but there's like a down payment, and there are some a lot of other things that, come along with a house, which can be kind of like tricky.
I mean, that's true, but because land is an intangible asset, it has an infinite life. Even though, of course, you would have to pay those maintenance costs, but in the end of the day, land has an infinite life. It's something that will continue to belong to you. I feel that it provides a sense of security to people.
Well, to be honest with you, I agree with you, which is why I all the time say that maybe if I would invest in a house here in Dubai, it would be a smart move. I just, of course, it's a very scary step to take, but you never know. And as well, the ownership, the property ownership instead of renting, indicates a shift towards stability and investment in Dubai's real estate market. So we know that the Dubai population is growing, millionaires are coming, investing businesses are opening, and the economy is growing as well. So I think as well the real estate market is growing, and so they just like saw the demand, and then they're like, fine, we'll supply it.
No, but really at its core, what it is that land doesn't depreciate. You know, it has that infinite life, and because it has that infinite life, it provides an endless sense of security.
Agreed 100%. Well, speaking of the UAE, you guys, so UAE leads GCC projects with $16.34 billion in Q2 for this year. Now, back in 2023, according to the report, the construction sector saw a significant drop, with project awards decreasing by 62.9%. That's a big number year on year to $4.4 billion, representing 26.6% of total contracts. What do you think of that? That's a big number.
See, what I, you know, the UAE settling down as, second place for 2Q in 2024 with the largest projects, this is really pushing for the expansion of foreign policy. You know, foreign investors, they're going to want to come to the UAE and have deals with the UAE. So this doesn't just improve its reputation, but really it continues to expand the explosive economic growth in the country.
100%, and in light of that, I think people are coming here. Of course, let's connect this story to the last story. People are investing more. You know what I mean? Like with real estate, and rent prices will continue to go up. We had the other day someone who a real estate agent who told us that, you know what? Yes, rent prices will continue to go up, and even my family have faced the same issue of rent prices really going up. And in contrast to that, the oil and gas sectors experienced as well an increase in that, of course, to $5.6 billion in the oil sector, increasing 5 times, which is really quite a big number. So ADNOC rewarded a $5.5 billion contract for its Ruwais Link project to a joint venture between the Technip Energies, GCG, JGC Corporation and National Marine Merging Company in June, which is, I would say, it's a lot of things happening in the UAE sector, whether it's oil, whether it's real estate, whether it's businesses opening and people are investing in more in the country.
Yeah.
Right?
And these rankings, they're really a testament to how far the UAE has come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very beautiful.
Agreed, of course, you know, and as you said, the economy will continue going. So if you guys know that and we are telling you that, maybe it's a time for you to invest and maybe not rent. Would you rent or invest?
For me personally, yeah. Since I'm young right now, I live with my family. And to me, I see that as such a blessing because, you know, I have the opportunity mm-hmm. to stay with them until I can actually buy my own property.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I was thinking of moving out a few weeks ago. And my mom was like, fine, go on. And I calculated the prices and so on. And I'm like, you know what? I want to stay. It's a good choice to stay. Honestly, I figured that out today, but it's fine, you guys. You never know, you know what I mean? However, of course, we're only saying that because you know what? We want you to invest and not waste your money. What do you think?
See, I do the same thing. Yeah. I wouldn't move out.
Well, you guys, of course, you're still young, but we will figure, you can figure this out later on. Well, this brings us to the end of our show.
Thank you so much for watching today.
And as well, we do go live in podcast form. And don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter to get the news up hand first.